Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
All right, back by popular demand, our Remember a Guy segment is 20 minutes away. A little early today based on that person's schedule. Guys like to sit around and just rattle off random names of football players, Steelers players, pit players sometimes, especially with the backyard brawl on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Pass hours doing that with your friends. And so we
Mark,
will...
you just want to remember a guy randomly, a Steeler, just the most random Steeler you can come up with. You could throw us a Xavier Grimble if you wanted to.
No, I got to make sure Mike was on there for a second. The most random, probably just, Sean Morey.
Okay, you just remembered a guy. Congratulations.
Sean Morey came up to me at the Super Bowl and said, man, I used to hate the media in Pittsburgh.
Sean Morey, nobody ever talked to him.
Good guy.
You know why? I rode the team bus. I rode the team flight for like 10 years, and we were going through a checkout one time, whatever, security, and they stopped him and wouldn't let him go because they didn't think he was a Steeler, but they let me go and said, go ahead. He got kind of
like,
upset.
Did they think he was not athletic-looking enough or something?
It's like 5'9".
Yeah, he was a smaller guy. But he was really in shape when I saw him a couple years ago at the Super Bowl. All right, Friday draft. This is in honor of Doran Dickerson. It is Friday the 13th.
Crowley was scared Doran was going to, because Doran was like recuperating basically, so he's healthy enough to do sideline stuff, so he wasn't in today. I heard them early this morning talking about how they were worried that Doran was actually like...
You saw what happened, right?
Well, it was a ruse on his part, and that he was hiding from Crowley somewhere in the building ready to scare him.
What happened?
No, it wasn't Doran, wasn't it Charlie?
What did Borges
Charlie
do?
Borges.
He hid under here, and Crowley came, he hid under the desk. And Crowley came back and was ready to go back, and he jumped down, and Crowley's like jumping up. I think it's on the
Instagram.
Yeah, I'll have to go look at that.
Yes,
and Crowley said if Doran had jumped out at him, he was, as he put it, like basically had to poop and was trying to hold it in. And he said, if he had gotten me, I would have had a poop on the floor situation.
Can we go four rounds, or do you think that's too many villains?
For horror movies?
Yeah.
Well, you're thinking specifically villains. So like characters who are the good guy, like Ellen Ripley, she's out. Yeah, we can do it.
All right. Mark has the first pick. Mulzy, you're second. I'm third.
Horror movie villains. He's probably going to take a guy from the Karate Kid movies.
One of them died today.
Yeah, Dutch. I should have picked Dutch. But, man, when they named the franchise after the day, you have to go with my man Jason Voorhees, right?
If he was a football player, they just talk nonstop motor. This guy, you think he's blocked, and then he's going to keep going until he gets to the quarterback.
I've never seen any of the Friday the 13th movies. How do they hold up compared to other scary movies?
First one, like so many of these scary movies, the first one, nothing like the rest. The first one, his mother, spoiler alert, is actually the killer.
Oh. It's,
yeah, crazed woman. And then they were
so
like,
what was he just like?
He was like a deformed looking child who got like bullied by
why
kids.
Why was everybody blaming him for what was going on?
No, he was, I think, dead.
Okay.
And then the mother was vengeful because it was all those camp counselors having sex instead of like actually paying attention to the kids. And that was the whole bit. So that's why every time in a subsequent Friday the 13th movies, if there are two people getting busy,
you know, one of them's going
Jason
down.
Was putting the machete through both of them. There was penetration on multiple fronts.
I just remember one of them ended with him like jumping out of the lake or something. I was frightened to death. I couldn't go to sleep that night. Was that number one?
Ballsy?
I mean, there's only one guy who stood up to Jason in a made-for-the-movies thing. The guy could go into your dreams. Freddy Krueger.
Ugly bastard.
Oh, my God. A real ugly SOB. He really was, but he'd get those claws out. I was rooting down Freddy versus Jason. I was rooting for him. Classic speed versus power confrontation.
Remember all that blood in Johnny Depp's bedroom when he got killed in his sleep by old Krug in the first one?
And Kruger would have one-liners, too.
I don't think Mark's ever seen it. He's making a face over there. He doesn't know what I'm talking about.
No, I'm not much of a horror movie type of guy because, it's tough to sleep at night after you see that stuff. You go lock all the doors. Make sure the doors are locked. You never did that?
No, I would get scared as a kid. Are you saying as a 15-year-old?
Don't tell me right now before you go to bed you don't make sure all your doors are locked.
I check to make sure my doors are locked because that's just like a habit in 2024.
You're afraid somebody's going to come in.
Not because I think like a demonic presence is going to haunt my dreams or that a guy with a machete and a hockey mask is going to murder my family.
I make sure all the doors are locked, but when I leave, I left the garage door open and just walk right in.
All right, I got back-to-back picks.
Yeah, you do.
I'm going to take... I'm so happy he's still there, Michael Myers.
Indomitable. You're right. I maybe should have picked him, but I feel like Krueger and Jason are very easily 1-2 here.
And then with my second pick?
By the way, Donnie probably has you as the winner because you got Myers.
I'm taking Chucky.
Oh, you're going Chucky.
Yep.
Okay, hold on. See, I got problems already. I got problems. I don't care if it was possessed by the spirit of a serial killer. Chucky could never scare me as a movie. You know why?
What a tough way to go to have like a little doll kill you. You know?
That's what I mean. Like, all these other ones, it's scary because I guess it's plausible. Here comes this horrifying supernatural killer. You mean to tell me if you were being scared or haunted or pursued by Chucky, very easy way to get out of jail here. Kick the little bastard 40 yards or pick him up by its hair and throw it off the house.
Yeah. But maybe he had the same thing going as Myers that you... No matter how many times you kill him, he would just come right back.
Okay, Myers is built like a free safety or a linebacker. Chucky's
He had a relentless motor, just like TJ Watt. Malzy?
It should be an easy one for you.
This one?
Yeah.
For horror movies?
Yeah. There's one out there. It's just...
Just waiting.
Well, I'm taking somebody that's like multifaceted, and these are more like satirical horror movies. Give me Ghostface from the Scream movies.
Oh, man. I think that was a bad pick, considering who was still left on the board.
Okay, show me how bad of a pick it was.
Ghostface?
I know.
You don't think the Scream movies are pretty iconic?
I've seen the first one.
And you don't think it's kind of...
He killed
him like slapstick?
It's supposed to be kind of like satirical.
He killed Drew Barrymore right off the bat in that movie, Mark.
What's your favorite scary movie? Come on, Ghostfaces. I got the two funny guys who
Mark,
kill you.
Friday the 13th, you got the next two.
We got Jason Voorhees, and we're going to come back in the second round with none other than Leatherface. Texas Chainsaw Massacre, baby.
Leatherface.
Come on.
That is a terrifying movie. It's a good pick, but again, you've got two silent guys. If they're working doing a little crowd work, my guys are going to be going over big right now. Krueger, right, Ghostface, they're cracking jokes.
Your third round pick is?
You know, I don't even know this guy has a name, but I'm going to go with, I think it's the Jigsaw guy from the Saw movies.
Jigsaw was his
name. Oh, yeah.
But his whole thing was like, he was kind of a wuss, and he had to set up all these stupid games.
He messed with your mind. I had the power with the first two, and now the brains with this one.
This guy's going to be your offensive coordinator. You're going to be running student body right and student body left with Voorhees.
Got a seal there and a seal there.
Leatherface with his chainsaw lead
gotta
blocking.
Run it in the alley.
Malzy, your third pick?
I hope Doran's listening because this is going to seal it for me. Give me the Candyman, Tony Todd himself. That guy had like bees crawling out of his mouth or
now,
whatever.
What happened with the new one? It wasn't very good?
I don't know, but you know Tony Todd, who plays the Candyman.
His
he and
Doran, Doran?
Personal friends. Yeah.
Really?
Sweeney Todd.
And Tony Todd is a scary, scary dude.
Is Sweeney Todd available?
He would, the demon barber of Fleet Street. I mean, I'm taking the Candyman, though. I feel good about my team. Bunch of underrated. You know what? They're a bunch of second-round picks who have a chip on their shoulder because they thought they were first-rounders.
You picked Kruger in the first round, though, Malsy.
But he's a standard bearer. That's Patrick Mahomes.
All right. I'm back with my final two here.
Yeah.
I'm taking that demented clown Pennywise.
From It? Oh, yep. Come on.
Yes.
Horrible job by you. You know why?
Why?
Do you want to know how they killed it in It? They insulted it until it turned into a little little corn cob.
Really?
They literally, yes.
Well, I'm afraid of clowns, so that's why I'm going
They literally route. Shrink it to the size of a bug by saying, you're a huge loser. They bully it to death.
My last pick, I believe they filmed some of this movie here. I'm taking Hannibal Lecter. He'd eat you.
Mm.
Man, I don't think of him in those terms, but because like the movie's too good. Didn't it win Best Picture?
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
No, I mean, it's good.
Malsy, your last pick.
How's this guy still available? Just give me Dracula.
Dracula?
give me Big Drac. Give me Dracula.
Mark, who are you going to pick next? Or King Kong?
Oh, so wait, if he picked Frankenstein, that would be bad. Dracula! He's going to suck your blood.
What movie?
The original, like Nosferatu.
From when?
Like 1920s.
You're taking
scary
a movie
dude.
From him.
Dracula.
Oh,
you just
it.
Took Once Hannibal Lecter.
Yes, he's a legitimate, horrible, scary person from a movie people have actually seen.
I'm solidified.
Oh, yeah, no one ever saw Dracula. You're right.
You seen Dracula from the 1920s, Mark?
Fine, you know what? I'll take a different one.
No,
if you guys
can't.
Will let
no, because I got mine just set up right here.
You're not going to pick the one I'm looking at here.
You have to be picking this one. I'm just solidifying my victory for the second straight week here. How can we not have Norman Bates from Psycho?
You just did horror movie villains on Google, and then you're picking...
No, the last one I did.
Because
the
I
first three
that.
I didn't.
Well, so...
At least I didn't pick Ghostface.
Wait a minute.
Or Fireface, so, whatever you call him.
So Google
you picked Leatherface.
So Google told you to take Dracula from 100 freaking
no,
years
No, I actually
ago?
AI. If I were doing this again, I would have taken either Pinhead...
Oh, he got the whole thing up there himself.
No, I just fired this up. I would have taken the girl from The Ring. She was a creepy, creepy broad.
That's a Sister Abigail.
Yeah, that's right. That's what she did. She did, what was that, Strowman's move? Or whoever did that? Or what's his name?
Know.
Mark, who wins Steelers and Broncos on Sunday?
I'm hoping it's going to be like 15-12, but it's not going to be much more than that. I don't think there's going to be much scoring. I'm going 13-10 Steelers.
What if I had taken Jaws, the shark?
What?
Jaws is listed as a horror movie villain.
That's a loophole. I disagree. Give me star of the game on offense, star of the game on defense.
I'm still liking Najee. I think he's going to be a 1,000-yard rusher again, so I think they're going to feed him a lot. Star on defense. I'm going out and saying a big pick late in that game by Minka Fitzpatrick.
There you go. Mark Cabale on his way to Denver tomorrow. If you're on Southwest, let Mark go to the front of the line. Thank you, Mark.
I am going to the front of the line. I pretend like I'm hurt and they let me go first.
Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevy. 89 tomorrow. Remember a guy is next. It's a weekly staple. We talked to a dude who you guys all know from the past. Wait, what do we have here? Oh, yes, yes, yes. Thank you, Seth. Sorry about that. Quick timeout, then long commercial-free segment. Here's a message from Donnie.
Hey guys, it's Donnie Football. Football season is finally here. Week two of the NFL season. We're into the college football season as well. What better combo is there than football mixed with beer and great food? Steel Mill Saloon has you covered. Go up there, get a steel tower, 100 ounces of Yingling or Iron City for just $18 for the entire month of September. Happy hour from 4:30 to 6:30. The kitchen is open until almost midnight. Get the boys together, go up there, watch some games, have some fun.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here, and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Steel Mill Saloon. Meet me there in Mount
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.